Chapter 15, The Glory of God. This is the day when men speak of rays. The scientific world is full of rays. The cosmic ray, the violet ray, the light ray, etc., etc. The emanation of light substance from a body of light or a center of light. And now comes the glow ray, the ray of light emanating from God. It is wonderful. In the simple word glory, which has always been more or less vague as to meaning, we find the clear, lucid explanation, the glow ray of God, the flood of light that comes from God. And in the same sense, the word glorious might be interpreted as a great fan of rays emanating from the center of the universe. The word glory is always connected with a flow of light and illumination. Every one of you can rise and shine now, for your light has truly come, and the glow ray of God has risen upon you. God has rayed, as it were, his light upon you. The glow of God's rays are upon you. The rays of light, of the sunlight of life, have been rayed upon you. It is wonderful. God in one man is a majority. You are experiencing the glow ray of the only begotten of the Father. The glowing life substance, which has been obscured for so many centuries, hidden beneath an avalanche of words and teachings, is at last freed. And he that hath eyes shall see. Do you begin to see? With the coming of this glory into your life, the hidden things are revealed, and you perceive the kingdom here and now in this glorious effulgence of illumination that is now upon you. Do you hear? I said that is now upon you. It is written to you so that you may read and run and run and read. It is the great revelation that comes to you and makes you exclaim, whereas before I was blind, now, right this instant, I can see. It is wonderful. As you read, you are experiencing the new light of understanding. Did you hear? I said you. Yes, you who read this line. The simplicity of it all baffles us. Are you going to read it all over, then think about it, and then try to put it into practice? That is what you've been doing for years. I'm speaking to you right now. I want you to open your eyes with the same ease that the blind man opened his eyes. At that very instant, he was spoken to. I am speaking to you now. The blind man obeyed because he experienced the glow ray as the only begotten of the Father, full of light and truth. Now is your chance. Now it has come to you. Now, with the same ease and mastery that was given to you in the beginning, you can open your eyes and see now you can stretch forth your withered arm, withered power, and claim your own. For the glow ray of God has risen upon you. Now. The old universe of human thinking is tumbling about you. It is all passing out, so that the new creation, the new heaven, and the new earth shall appear. Appear to whom? To you? It does not make any difference whether anyone else sees it or not. When you see it yourself, you will find plenty of souls who see it likewise, and who are singing the song of gladness, for the glow ray of God has risen upon them. The new heaven and the new earth, the former heaven and former earth that you tried to demonstrate into perfection, are passing away, and the new heaven and the new earth are coming into view. Out in the field alone with God, it is wonderful. For the people there struggling in darkness have seen a great light. It is the glow ray of the presence that causes the light. You have never seen such a ray of love before in all your life, as you are now prepared to see the glory of His love. Heaven and earth are full of this glow ray of God. The air you breathe is charged with the glorious light substance, the unseen seen power of the ray that instantly makes manifest the perfection. His flesh was new and fresh like a child. Can you imagine that happening through any process of the human mind or of demonstration? Do you see the new heaven that is descending within you and bringing this glorious light of understanding? Can you be other than glad, you who read this line? Come unto me, all ye that hunger and thirst, all ye that are sick and fearful, all ye that are tired and worn out with life, and I shall give you rest. It is wonderful. Plunge into this glorious effulgence of light and free yourself from the dirty human opinions and beliefs. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will answer you. Do you believe this is the truth? If so, you must believe that the me is greater than any trouble you can possibly imagine. The invitation is made, indicating that immediate help will be given. So the power is greater and more potent than any supposed human power. Step out on the promises of God and be freed from the false human laws that have been holding you in bondage for all these many years. Glow ray to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men, goodwill to everything and everybody, goodwill to yourself and your poor tortured body and universe. Goodwill and glow ray to the entire universe. You can safely declare that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I did not say argue that it is, or theorize that it is, or listen to a lot of talk about making it come to pass. I said you can declare to the world that the kingdom of heaven is here and now. Do not bother about whether they take it or leave it. You have given it to them, and sooner or later they will awaken to the fact that the bridegroom of freedom has passed along and gone into the city to the feast. Do not argue. Truth stands supreme. It is now here and present and needs but to be recognized to be made manifest. Aren't you glad that something came along and cleaned you up? It is wonderful. Cleaned your heart and cleaned your mind and cleaned your body. Now you can see Him as He is and can tell the story, saved by grace. Aren't you glad? There are many things I could say to you. I am here and I am there. I am everywhere. When I am absent from the body, I am present with the Lord. When you are absent from the embodiment of your human ideas, you are at that instant present with the Lord. That is, you are one with the universe, and you have escaped the limitations of the personality, and the laws and bondage that hold for the personality are no longer a part of your universe. It is wonderful. Little by little, the light is coming through and the new day is dawning. Step out on to the promises and keep your eyes open to the new idea, and you will be able to walk over the waves of human belief and safely arrive at the boat wherein your master waits. I know that this means something beyond declaring the truth. It means an outright acceptance of the Word of God. In its entirety, in its instant usableness, it means the putting out of a withered arm to find it restored and whole. It means opening the eyes that were blind and instantly seeing the glory of God. It means taking the piece of gold from the fish's mouth. It is wonderful. My glory will I not give unto another. I shall be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. I shall be dumb as lambs before the slaughter. It is better to let the wise ones argue about it. You just begin to be the thing. You just begin to appropriate your good and keep still. Your stillness will be more powerful and more heard than the clamoring of a thousand. Do you hear, you who read this line? In him was the light that lighted every man that cometh into the world. Aren't you glad that it lighteth every man instead of some men? You are the light of the world, your world, and when you recognize this, your light is lost in the universal glory of God. All you need to do is to let the glow rays through into expression. Let them glow. Let the rays of God glow you, and let the glows of God ray you out into expression. Aren't you glad? It is wonderful. I say the glows that are lighting every man, not some, to salvation. The glow of the rays will be a light upon your path. I will light up your pathway, for as I am, so are you, if you only know it. Do you know it, and are you going to accept this glorious inflood of light and be still, or are you going to try to know it? The be still and know that I am God used to be interpreted by physical stillness, while the mind busied itself with 1,001 arguments about knowing itself to be God. But the net results have produced nothing tangible. Now the new consciousness of the knowing is so close to perceiving something as real that words and human thinking ceases and man beholds the glory of the only begotten of the Father. How many times must I pass you on life's highway and speak the word to you and be turned aside? When will you stop looking for me in the robe of a teacher or a master and perceive me as I am? Do you see? Are you experiencing this no? You are the same as I am if you know it. If you will accept it and take your good and exclaim to the world, "Thank you, Father." No wonder the Master said, "I thank you, Father, that thou hast revealed this unto babes and withheld it from the wise and prudent." The wise and prudent have toyed with the word long enough, and they have only an archive full of dusty words and letters that are dead and without life. But you have been born again and are new and free. You are the child in consciousness, not childish nor infantile nor credulous, but fine, clean, untouched in consciousness, not confused with human learning of evil and false laws. You are therefore ready to accept, appropriate to the babes, but not to the wise and prudent. This is written unto you again, beloved. Do you hear? And of his fullness have we received grace for grace. Grace is that which transcends the working of the human law. My grace is sufficient for thee. The grace of this glorious power is sufficient. Be still. It is sufficient for you and will carry you through the darkest night of human belief, right out into the glory of the presence. The scales shall fall from your eyes, and you shall perceive the new heaven and the new earth here and now. Everybody, yes, everyone, has received the grace for grace, the redemption, whether he be conscious of it or not. And as fast as you become conscious of the present, just so fast do you perceive the here and now of the new idea. Old things have passed away. Behold, I make all things, not some things, new. As the light of this glory dawns upon you, it will light away all the little habits which have been so troublesome. One false desire after another will fall away from you, not through the method of condemnation or fighting, but through the power of redemption that comes in this glory. It is wonderful. As the light glows you into expression, others will see the light which is not made to shine, but which is let to shine. And in that light will they be able to discover the glory that is theirs and has been there since the beginning of the world. You who read this line, the mist of your fear has been dispersed, and you see the sunlight of the new heaven and the new earth upon you. Ye are the light of the world, your world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. Christ said, ye are the light of this world. You have as much right to this light as anybody in the world. When you claim your heritage of light, then you will live it and be it, no matter how far you have traveled into the darkness of human misunderstanding. Do not go about any longer drunken with the spirit of Babylon, that is. Do not go around drunken with the spirit of the mysterious Babylon that is fallen. Do not go around with her that has made all nations drunk with the wine of her fornication. But let your light so shine. Let this unseen, seen power perform the miracles that the human sense marvels at so much. I hope you will take this in, the glow that God has rayed on you. The darkness of human misunderstanding is all there is to your problem. There is no darkness in the presence. It is the misunderstanding of the human mind. In reality, there is no understanding in the human mind. It is founded and established on a pack of false beliefs that it takes as a basis and which it discards almost hourly for new discoveries. But the foundations of truth shall not pass away nor change. They are eternally fixed and rest forevermore in the bosom of the Father. He shall gather the good wheat in his garner, but the chaff shall he burn up with unquenchable fire. The coming of this glory will utterly destroy the power of human beliefs. It will burn up the chaff of human thinking and garner the pure wheat of truth into the storehouse. Thou restoreth my soul. The soul that has been scattered over many beliefs shall be restored, shall be stored up again, and in this reunion shall be the great strength of the One. Why do you worry and fear? Everything is all right with you. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Do you hear, you who read this line? Let the light, the glory, emanate from you. And as you go your way, men shall be healed and helped by this silent, glorious, unseen touch of light. Do not go around with the spirit of Babylon. Do not go further with the babbling crowd, who are more interested in the personality and the personal life of a messenger than his message. Just so sure as you find the curious Babylonian seeking the messenger and not the message, you can withdraw from that presence, for you are with the One who will make you drunk with the wine of her fornication. Be still and know, it is well, it is wonderful. Do not try to build the Tower of Babel. They want to build a tower high enough to reach heaven, not realizing that heaven is right where they are, and not in the skies of their imagination. Do you see? Do you hear? You do not have to build the kingdom of heaven. It is already established. You have to accept it and live in it and make it your home here and now. But each must enter by himself. You cannot lug some unwilling soul into heaven, however much they may mean to you. You thought that you must help them in, bind them fast with the false laws of weakness. Who are you to say just how far they have come? Have a care that you yourself may not fall into the ditch you are digging for them by seeing them eternally as weak and unable to appropriate this glorious God power.